We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Well, there's another one. Bill Belichick goes, man, I get rid of them just in time before they start not looking real good. Yeah, that was...
Even the kicker, huh?
Even the kicker... And last night, I didn't see it, and just reading about it, I'd be lying to you if I told you I stayed up that late. But, boy, Steven Gostkowski, who has been one of the best kickers in football, had an injury. Of course, he got injured after he's like, seemed like the Patriots used about three franchise tags on him to keep him because he was so good. They've always had great kickers with New England. For some reason, their kickers have all been clutch for a long, long time. This guy could not make a field goal. 1-for-4 on field goals and missed an extra point last night. But finally, they said, man, we can't get any closer than this for you, man. Will you make it? And he splits the uprights, and that was enough for the Titans. And, of course, Tannehill throws a couple of touchdowns in the game. And Big Ben's back. Those three touchdowns in the earlier game as the Giants take care of with that. By the way, Steelers got a nasty defense. My God, it just – their front seven, man, they did not let one of the best running backs, if not the best running back, he was having trouble getting back the line of scrimmage. Their defensive tackles, their defensive ends, their delayed blitzes that they run. Old Blitzberg was back again. They just could not get anything going in the running game. And
Joe,
anyway,
3 sacks and 11 and a half tackles for loss.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, wow. That's the stat that Manny always brings up to us, tackles for loss.
Yeah.
Make sure you give that Giants O-line some love this morning, man. They suck.
Whoa. Oh, my goodness.
I got to tell you, like, their defensive tackle, he had some releases that he didn't get touched. Like, the guy just in front of him kind of fell down like the first day of high school, the big 300-pound kid goes out for football. The 270-pound kid goes out because he's the big kid. And they tell him, come off the ball. And he just kind of falls forward, and the guy goes around him. It seemed like the Steelers' defense was 3 yards in the backfield every time Barkley got the ball. Barkley might as well have been anybody last night. It didn't matter because
– well, he looked like anybody. He didn't look like Saquon Barkley when I see 15 rushes for 6 yards as a total game.
Yeah,
I mean, my goodness.
There was somebody that had Barkley him high that went, oh, God, my fantasy
somebody?
Football.
Yeah, this guy. I was actually up last night, and I was just hoping they would stop giving him the ball. Right. Every time he got the ball, he was losing points.
Right.
He did make a hell of a run on the outside, though. I got to tell you, he made an unbelievable run, spin. I think he did everything. Jumped over a guy for a couple more yards. But if you don't have an offensive line, we can talk about this, and we got to get better backs. And the Giants really, really struggled trying to block the front seven of the Steelers mixed in with all those crazy blitzes. Man, we got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. By the way, got to put this right there at the top. The Marlins quietly, and I do mean quietly, we're down to 15 games left, and they just been quietly wearing out Philadelphia. I mean, the Phillies have just, they've won three straight. They've been getting great pitching again. Sixto Sanchez has been outstanding. Pablo Lopez yesterday. So they're, one thing they know in this shortened season, no matter what happens, and they're looking good for this extended playoffs now and second in the National League East, there's only 15 games left. Can you believe this? This thing will be over in like 2 weeks.
Right, I can't believe it.
I mean, in 2 weeks, it'll be like, all right, playoffs. Hey, guys, you notice 60 games went fast. We're ready to go. But yeah, so they're in second. Listen, man, and they have not. This is just a really, really bad time for baseball. Unless you're a hardcore baseball fan, with the basketball going, with the football now going, college and pro, which also takes priority, especially down here with everybody's favorite teams, whether you're a Gator fan, Florida State fan, or Miami fan, you throw those in. And so they have really gone to the back page, but a really nice story. Whatever happens this year with them, playing great, getting some timely hitting right now as well. And but those young kids, man, they got, you know, you always talk about all those young guys we've heard about, they're going to develop through the trades. A couple guys we drafted, and you're like, yeah, right, okay, yeah. Like, nobody wants to hear, in all the other sports, nobody wants to hear about a guy like, we just drafted, we'll see him in 3 years. Like, it's the biggest turnoff in sports is like, you ought to see this guy we just got out of Minnesota. And you're like, yeah, Minnesota University is like, yeah. And they go, oh, 3 years from now, oh, we're expecting him. He's got a chance to be a number one or two pitcher on our starting rotation. And, I mean, it's just, it's a complete turnoff, right?
Of course.
You haven't seen him, so you don't know what till they show highlights. If you're watching MLB Network the night they draft him,
right,
and they show, oh, he's got 99 mile an hour. Oh, God, all right, another guy can throw hard. But they really have some of those trades. And by the way, I want to ask Hollywood, how's Stanton doing? Since you got on me after that hot start, how's he doing? The guy like gets hurt and he's hurt. It's not for a week. It's not for 10 days.
Why do you get so happy over being right about these things?
I just think, and by the way, Judge is right there with him.
Right.
I never seen two guys get injured and stay injured so long. I mean, they're the two greatest teasers in professional sports, because when they're going and they're hitting those bombs and we're going, man, look at them now. This is why they got them. We got to get Judge that extended contract. Man, it's great when he's playing. He's just never playing. So anyway, I just
got
to
keep him in a bubble. That's it. He needs his own personal bubble.
So anyway, I just wanted to give that a shout out here early this morning, as we got a lot of stuff going on here that we want to get to. Armando Salguero has really, we talked, and we'll have here in just a few minutes. You're not going to want to miss some really good stuff talking about the team and the problems, and even more in the newspaper this morning, breaking down some more stuff of some of the problems and snaps and different packages they came in. And how it sounded like they thought maybe they were just throwing in. They put an extra offensive lineman in to start the game to kind of run it a little bit, and then it got rolling. And so New England said, well, what the hell? They can't stop this. Let's keep doing it, man. We've got them confused. And whether they had the wrong personnel on the field, too many rotations, too many guys, Armando's got some really good stuff. Kyle Van Noy, you paid a lot of money for. Why is he not playing more? Christian Wilkins, who had a really good game. Why is he just not stuck out on the field? What's he doing rotating in and out, not starting? Just things that you might not have even noticed on TV. And then, obviously, some guys that just didn't look prepared for what they wanted to do. And it looked like, listen, let's be honest, didn't it look like their whole hell of a lot of adjustments, because they were better in the second half running the ball than they were in the first half. So all that stuff's brought up, and it's good points. I kind of come from some of the school that Armando does on some of the stuff that he wrote about in his article, as far as you're going to pay a guy a lot of money, play him.
Right.
And if you're going to draft a guy really high in the first round, play him. He's a franchise player. And by the way, Christian Wilkins by far had the best game he's had. That's the best we've seen. I mean, it was a big jump in year two. And I know Jason Taylor was just talking about how, man, you come back sometimes that second year after you've seen everything, and you're not thinking about it. The college crap is out of you now, and you are 100%. You've seen everybody's best stuff. And now mentally, you don't have to think about stuff. You just react. And he started to play like that a little bit. But saying that, listen, nobody on the front seven is going to get a hall pass when you have somebody run for 200-plus yards and a five-yard friggin' average. Five-yard average is, that's just not acceptable. Just no way. No way to win games. And as we've all said, the Bills are the most complete. I don't think anybody would argue with this. There's not New York and Buffalo in New England and anywhere else, Miami. You look at it, the Bills are most complete team in the AFC East.
Oh, I don't think there's a debate about that.
By far.
Yeah, with there's no debate about
the weapons they have, their starting wide receivers who can both run, as well as their possession receiver who really, really played well in the second half of the season. Their young backs that they have, I call them the South Florida backs. And then Josh Allen, can you argue even, is there even a debate Josh Allen's the best quarterback right now in the AFC East?
No, there's no debate right now. No, who are you going to pick, Sam Darnold?
Well, Cam,
you know,
Cam's in there, but we got to see more. But right. but I'm guessing if you were to ask people right now, would you rather have Cam or Josh? Josh has moved up and he can run, as the Dolphins have known since he's been in the league and played, because he will take off and run and try to run you over and thinks he's down the field, although he had a concussion doing it against the Patriots. He likes to run people over or try to as well. So they got a hell of a team, and they're coming to town this week, man. They're coming to town, and by the way, if you don't take care of get that thing on the outside fixed and keep players inside and you're going to let them just have a free ride and you don't cover the edge or contain the outside, he is going to run and run and run. And before you know it, we'll be looking up there in the third quarter saying Josh Allen's got 100 yards rushing. And most of them, I'm guessing, some will be out of the run because he does run out of shotgun. He'll just take off on plays that are set up for him to run. But he'll just, if somebody's not open, he's looking to run out of there. Like, his guys aren't open. He is not afraid to get outside the pocket and take off and not run for the sideline and get going. Right. So, and then the other thing is the Devontae Parker more stuff. I'm guessing he doesn't look good for playing this week.
Oh, God.
I haven't seen the hamstring heal up in 3 or 4 days yet. Right. For everybody who's got the hammy problem in the league, which seems to be a common one, which we all expected and everybody talked about under the circumstances of going right from practices right into games. Even though I thought the league overall looked pretty good in week one. You guys agree with that?
Yeah.
I thought everything looked good.
I thought it was good play in week one. I was actually pleasantly surprised, because weren't we all – wasn't that the narrative we've been talking about the last couple weeks, even a couple months, of what it's going to look like the first couple weeks of the season in the NFL? It's going to be sloppy. It's going to be a lot of penalties. No, I didn't see it. I didn't see it at all when you looked around the league yesterday or last night or last Thursday night. I didn't see it.
I saw the teams that do things well –
right. They were a little bit better. Right.
They were better. Right. And, I mean, a lot of these things you could have predicted. The best quarterbacks in the league pretty much have, I don't know how you want to rank them, but they seem to be the best players in week one. Whether you want to start with Mahomes or Jackson or Rodgers or Wilson, I mean, that's kind of been, those have kind of been the big dogs anyway, man. I know
I'm probably
leaving some guys out.
Right. But no coincidence, like you said, that the better teams or the teams that played the best were the teams that were together and had the same coach and maybe same coordinator and same quarterback as last year. Just they were a little bit more used to each other, and the teams that have these new quarterbacks or have these new offenses struggled a little bit. This is there was no coincidence that we said that might happen, and it kind of looked like it if you looked around the league.
Yeah, and by the way, if you have a little offensive line problem and you got a really good quarterback, he can obviously
takes care of it, right?
Help the cause a little bit. Hey, by the way, the biggest story tonight, wanted to tease you here at the end of the first break here, but Boston and Miami, game one, 6:40 tonight, Eastern Conference. Get ready for lots of Tatum, Brown, Walker, and Smart against the Miami Heat, who have had a nice long rest. Jimmy Butler had a 31st birthday yesterday, and we are ready to go. Clippers and Nuggets for you diehard junkies are going to stay up late. Clippers and Nuggets, I never thought I'd say this.
Clippers and
Nuggets in a game seven.
Joe, is it possible the Nuggets make it to the Western Conference Finals?
Listen,
no LA, LA. This is the NBA's worst nightmare.
As good as it would be, I would ask you, the Nuggets getting to the Eastern Conference Finals or the Heat getting to the Eastern Conference Finals? I'd probably say the Nuggets just because I thought the Clippers and Lakers were a slam dunk.
Right.
I never thought, and by the way, it could still happen. But one thing the Clippers have learned, even if we have a big lead in the first half, we better come out ready in the second half, or we're going to be in big trouble because the Nuggets do not fear us at all. Hey, we got a lot more stuff to get to. Armando Salguero, we're going to talk some serious Miami Dolphins stuff from that first game. He's going to join us coming up in just a second. Yeah, Armando, he's going to bring his A game here with us, and we'll break down all the different things, the good and the bad, of what we saw in week one against Cam and the gang up in New England. We're going to take a quick break, but first, I got to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. Even first thing in the morning, you go, oh my God, first thing in the morning? I go, listen, man, when you got a product like South Florida Chevy's dealers have right now, of course you're going to talk about it early in the morning. Chevy Open Road Sale event is on. You're starting to look around a little bit, or you just get in something, you're going, man, I just don't like driving this anymore. I'm ready to get rid of it. I'm ready to trade it in, man. Or my lease is up, or I'm over my miles. I just want to get something that fits. My family's growing up. They're not little kids anymore. Hey, listen, we want to welcome you to your South Florida Chevy dealers and what we're calling 2020 by far best overall products from top to bottom, from cars, trucks, and SUVs. Not just big SUVs like the Tahoe, which is smoking hot right now, but also, hey, listen, we got a midsize SUV. It's called the 2020 Traverse. It is fantastic. It's a midsize SUV, but it's still spacious enough to accommodate the big family. When I say big family, as it's growing older, it's nice to have something smaller. You feel more comfortable driving. You want it to be safe for the whole family. You still need a lot of space, and you want a great look. Nobody wants to have a lot of space in an ugly vehicle. Nobody. And South Florida Chevy dealers, they get it. The 2020 Equinox SUV, smaller SUV, but it's got everything. The new technology, the safety features, just really fun to drive. 2020 Chevy Blazer, oh my gosh, nothing looks better than what they have with that Chevy Blazer. Midsize SUV waiting for you to take a test drive. Find your reason to switch at your local South Florida Chevy dealer. Convenient locations in Dade, Broward, and Monroe counties. Find new roads at your South Florida Chevy dealer. Do it as soon as you can. Chevy Open Road Sale is on.
I mean, there are obviously a lot of issues. So setting the edge, those quarterback read plays, who's got the quarterback, there's just some miscommunication on that. We had a couple calls there where there was just some miscommunication. You know, we tried to get it fixed on the sideline. Got a fix. One guy's got it. Somebody else doesn't have it. You know, change of grouping. I mean, there was a plethora of things we got to get fixed, and we'll work on that all week. And again, that falls on me, and we'll get that corrected. And we're looking forward to another opportunity to go out and compete next week.
All right, that was Coach Flores talking about the mess, the running game, and the 200-plus yards Cam and the guys put on the Miami Dolphins. Confused, miscommunication, guys not doing what they were told, some guys coming in, some guys going out. Was there too many? Kind of tying in with, if you see it, Armando Salguero. I sound like I'm doing a PR piece for Miami Herald today, but he's got an article really breaking down different guys coming in different situations. Some guys didn't look like they were ready for it. Caught them by surprise a little bit. Tried to make some adjustments. It got worse in the second half. So instead, and by the way, I get it with Coach Flores. Like after a while, instead of saying, listen, man, we just played it terrible. We weren't ready. He went into coach talk saying, listen, man, we got to get that whole damn thing cleaned up or we're going to see more of it. Because the Buffalo Bills will run a little bit of that kind of stuff. They did have some runs last year where Josh Allen just literally took the snap from shotgun and ran wide. So they will do it. I mean, not even faking a pass. Like, hey, this come 6'5", 245 pounds, come tackle me with guys out in front. So they got to get ready and do a better job on the edge. All that stuff was talked about. It was obvious to everybody. When you run, listen, nobody runs for 200 yards in the NFL. You're running for 150-something. I think you lead the league with 150 or 160, although I think Baltimore's had close to 200 a couple of times.
Seems it, right.
With what they've been able to do between their new court with Lamar and all their running backs. But for the most part, listen, man, you run for 130, 140 yards. You're top five in the NFL. So just to give you an idea, like those are just yards you don't. It was a first game. And now it becomes the focus of game two. Like, before you even talk about stopping the pass and covering their wide receivers, their two explosive guys on the outside, you got to make sure you can stop the run or you're going to get play actioned. And then you got problems. The old play action off somebody that just keeps running the ball leads to more time in the pocket off that fake to wait for somebody to get open down the field on whatever your favorite route is, a post, a takeoff, a deep square in across the middle, whatever it is, it's usually plus 20. And so all those things come into play with getting this thing fixed. We'll see how quickly they can get it fixed. We'll see if they cut down on who they're playing. Now, I did say this, so I don't want – like, I felt like there are a lot of guys going to play in that last game. First game going from practices to now you're playing in long drives and you're getting wiped out, and you get wiped out, you get injured. So he did rotate guys in. I think some of that was for that reason. But as you saw in the newspaper today, a lot of guys had a lot of different numbers and you do of plays. And you do expect your highest-paid players – and your best players to play the most.
Of course, right? And seems like the obvious, yeah.
And I'm sure Coach Flores is looking at all that stuff. Like when he sat down, I guess that follows somewhere under analytics or partially analytics and all the guys you have working back there for you that aren't coaches, that work for the coaches, going, hey, give me a breakdown, how many plays? And, oh, shoot, this is what Christian played. All right. Hey, well, we got to find a way to – I mean, your best players have to play the most – this is common sense. Your best players have to play the most snaps. You gave Van Noy a lot of money. He's your guy for your system. That's why you paid him that. You've got to play him a lot. He's got to play. No matter what teams are doing, whether they're playing with an extra offensive lineman, he's got to play. He's got to play a lot. So anyway – I'll see the adjustments. This team's been pretty good, man, off of what we saw the first two games. So I don't want to sit here and just go, oh, no, here we go. Because last year nothing was worse than that first game against the Ravens.
Oh,
and
my God. And
even the second game against the Patriots. And then they come back at second half and look like a different team. So it is about adjustments, man, because I still remember every week we're going, well, we messed up on this last week. It's a copycat league, so get ready for everybody else to do the same thing now till we figure it out. And I still feel like some of the league is still doing that same stuff. And we just happened, and this is really pretty random. I was just looking at all the quarterbacks. If there's two guys that kind of physically look and play alike.
It's these two.
You're right.
And I mean, that should be the biggest thing for the adjustments, right? The fact that you said it best, it's a copycat league, and now you're playing against a team that might be on paper and maybe just in general be an upgraded version of that offense. This Buffalo offense is an upgraded version, possibly, of that New England offense, and look what New England did to the defense.
The only difference is Buffalo's got much better wide receivers.
Yeah.
Got upgraded, young,
right,
smaller
right.
backs, but got really... really good wide receivers that they're going to try to hit. I think they both guys ended up getting targeted on the outside 10-plus times. And so this is going to be, no matter what, run or pass, they're going to get their throws. This would be a good test for strength of team versus strength of team getting after it this weekend. It should be a fun one, man. Part of what I really look forward to doing, and it's fun for me, and I think it's fun for everybody else, is – seeing matchups you like, right? Seeing, oh, this is going to be a good one. Seeing their two, Brown and Diggs, against the Dolphins' top two corners. This ought to be a fun little matchup.
This is why you paid those guys the big bucks.
That's why you get paid the big bucks, man. You're on. Go get them and see where it goes. Anyway, I just thought that was pretty interesting to find out what the coach was going to say after he had a chance to look at mental mistakes. Physical mistakes. It sounds like, and I'm guessing, they had the wrong personnel in on certain plays that they really didn't want. And to be fair, and it's not a shot at him, but Josh Boyer, this is first time around. You know, it's one thing to be an assistant coach. It's another to be the coordinator.
Right.
And I think there's a lot of learning. I know we're sitting here just saying players and what were we doing. A lot of this, you know, the players are doing what they're told. I mean, they don't always do it, but they went as far as when to go out on the field, when to not. You're not starting. You'll play the second play. Oh, they're going, okay, that's your package out there. Go ahead and play. So, I mean, we saw it with Patrick Graham last year. Look how bad that game plan for that first game was. Absolutely awful. Keep Lamar Jackson.
Like there's a game plan in there, right?
Well, keep Lamar Jackson in the pocket. Well, right. That's great, except we don't have a pass rush, and he's throwing the ball down the field to wide open guys and had a perfect quarterback rating. And I just think whoever you put, the steps from going from an assistant coach to now going, congratulations, your defensive or offensive coordinators, it's like, wow, it's a huge jump. Because now you go from being with the guys and, hey, man, this is what he wants to do. And you're sitting in a position meeting going, hey, this is what our coordinator wants to do, guys. So we have to – you're just a little piece of it. You're just worried about – now you're the coordinator. You got to decide who's playing. You got to decide when to blitz, when not to. So week one, like, I'm sorry, but Josh Boyer – is a defensive coordinator, and I know he's got a guy over the top helping him, and Coach Flores, who was also a former defensive coordinator. But it's on you, man. It comes with the checks get a lot bigger. When you hear coordinator, the checks grow a lot, and so does the responsibility to, you know, and when your guys look confused, it makes you look bad.
Bad, right.
I mean, it all ties together. I think that's why Coach Flores was talking about, you know, hey, we got to coach better. Our players got to play. I mean, he keeps it as a team, which, by the way, that's what you do. You start calling guys out individually, you lose your locker room, you know. Even our coach, even old school, wasn't big on blaming guys on the outside. But, man, it was clear. It was clear on the inside with no media around. It was made clear in front of the whole team if you effed up.
We'll talk more about that other way of doing it at 9 o'clock with Manish Mehta.
Oh, man.
And what's going on up there in New York?
Yeah, listen, we are going to have Manish join us later in the show. And listen, if that thing, we'll go up and check in on the Jets, who had 250 yards of offense. I've been listening since he left Denver about all the things he did with Peyton Manning and that offense, which was unbelievable. And he showed us the first day, he was showing us all the things that they can do, and we saw all these guys running around, and I just realized he hasn't done it since. Not even close. Chicago, Miami, New York, and it's just the same things, you know. All right, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to, including the 7 o'clock hour come up. Zach, I know you got something for me this morning. What do you have?
Right. Well, I just tell everyone to go to WQAM.com. That's first off, if you want to get Hollywood's blog, which he writes every single day here. That's right, every single day here about one of our big guests that we have on. And also remember that this Thursday, once again, Zach and the Nose Fantasy Football Show brought to you by Tropical Chevrolet. So after the show, get to WQAM.com. And Thursday night from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on WQAM The Joe, it's Zach and the Nose, 6 to 8 p.m. Let's take a break. We'll be back 7 o'clock hour after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.